You're currently listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. You're with Tom Mann and Zoe Kanatis.
The Morrison government's controversial job-ready graduates package passed the Senate by a slim vote at the end of last week. Intended to incentivise enrolment into more employable industries, the bill has been criticised as ill-informed and detrimental to an already struggling system. To discuss how these changes will specifically affect university environmental studies, we're joined by Diane Gleeson, Professor of Science at the University of Canberra and President of the Australian Council for Environmental Deans and Directors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we know about the extent of these cuts to environmental courses across Australian universities?
Yes, well, it is a kind of an interesting scenario whereby it was, you know, purported that it was going to make it cheaper for students to be able to enrol in some of these sort of STEM sciencey based courses. But unfortunately, at the same time, they didn't make it, you know, abundantly clear to everyone that they were going to cut their own funding for each student and each place of those students as they come into these courses. So what will happen is that we will see a 29% reduction overall in funding per student to undertake these environmental studies courses, which is actually one of the largest cuts to all courses that are on offer.
How has the passing of this bill been received by yourself and those affected by this bill?
Well, I think we're just ultimately really disappointed and disappointed that this, you know, seemed to kind of fly under the radar, that it hadn't got the opportunity for us to have the conversation and to discuss the true costings required to fund these courses. That they really are expensive to run. If we're wanting to have world-class, job-ready graduates in environmental science, we need to be able to provide them with the best infrastructure, the best equipment, the best experiences to be able to, you know, tackle some of these massive environmental challenges that we've got ahead of us. And funding, you know, these courses and to be able to run them properly within the university is, you know, it does require, you know, good funding, and now it's been cut by, you know, almost 30%.
And yet this is a quite substantial cut. So what does it seem the broader impacts would be to these cuts across Australian environmental research and education?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it does play out, because there can be a bit of gaming in the system, which that hasn't sort of been discussed either, whereby you can kind of then sort of slightly sort of recode some of your courses to move across into ones that do attract higher funding levels. You know, you can kind of, you know, code the environment, you know, the education cluster into a cluster that would give you a bit more funding. So there's possibilities that universities will kind of relook at that and relook at the coding of their courses, which then might actually shift some of the flavour away from the, you know, true core of environmental studies and then move it across into sectors like either, agriculture being one of them. So that might be an outcome. The other outcomes, of course, will be that offerings will be dropped and removed. The sort of specialist nature of some of the courses will, you know, there'll be the viability aspect of those will be looked at by universities. And then there's, of course, then the potential that there'll be, you know, staff cuts, staff losses. And this is on the back, of course, of, you know, the current environment where, you know, we are really impacted by the international students being able to come and you know, those full fee-paying students, which really have kind of propped up the education sector hugely over the last few years. And not only that, but also the economies in and around those that support those international students. So, yeah, so we could see a range of things, from cutting the quality for those students, lack of good, you know, quality graduates coming out into environmental science and to help us sort of navigate those nasty areas ahead of us, and then ultimately cuts to courses and job cuts.
And how valuable is the work of educated environmental consultants, lawyers and managers for environmental conservation?
Well, it's huge, and it's not just in terms of conservation either. So, I mean, we all hear about, you know, bushfires, we hear about, you know, threatened species, we hear about coral bleaching and all those impacts that are directly to the environment, but it's also to our sustainability overall in terms of our industries around mining, around agriculture. I mean, all our management of water, how are we going to manage our water resources so that everyone that utilises those in those sectors can, you know, get the best opportunity, as well as the environment being looked after for the long term. So it really hits at the core of our industries that are so heavily reliant on the environment. So it's not just the need to conserve the environment just for the aesthetic aspect, but it's also for our own livelihoods and our own survivorship.
We're speaking with Diane Gleeson, Professor of Science at the University of Canberra, speaking about the cuts to environmental courses in Australian universities. Now, Australian universities have faced some challenges in recent years from the federal governments. And yesterday's student response to this bill was shown in demonstrations across Australia, causing dramatic scenes and even police intervention in Sydney. Have we seen responses like this in reaction to other education reforms in the past?
Well, I think right now the young people are hugely affected by so many things that are happening to them, and I really, really feel so sorry for them right now, because it is just such an uncertain future. And I think this, you know, really has just been a kind of another additional sort of tipping point for these young people who are now, you know, really uncertain about their futures, uncertain about what courses they're going to be able to afford, what can they afford to enrol in. I mean, there's many of these students that that have been, you know, already throughout their schooling undertaking the sort of prerequisites to be able to enrol in courses that they thought were going to be either available to them or affordable to them. So it's not just obviously the environmental study side of things, but it's definitely the humanities, which has sort of had the highest profile, because now the fee to the student is absolutely astronomically increased, and now you've got these graduates coming out of university at a young age, where they, you know, might be thinking about getting their first job, starting a family, buying a home, and now they've already got about a $60,000 debt to start with. So those are the things that, yes, are making students really angry. And yeah, I think that this is probably one of the biggest things that they've had to face right now.
And a reduction in funding for universities may have been a prelude to privatisation. How may we see the quality of education change in the face of this?
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know, universities are struggling right now. I mean, the whole tertiary sector is really suffering, not only obviously because of the COVID situation, that's just really restricting our student movements and our student population, their choices of what institutions that they go to, but also, and that income, that, you know, revenue that was coming in via those international students to really, you know, continue to enable that world-class education. But it's not just the education aspect that universities provide, it's also that world-class research. So it's our graduates that come through our university system that move on to postgraduate studies that are the engine rooms from which some of our really major research breakthroughs come from. And so both research and education will suffer. And at the moment, you know, Australian universities, they perform extremely well in terms of rankings in terms of their research in environmental studies. 30 out of 34 institutions that have environmental studies as core, you know, one of the core courses in their portfolio, is ranked as above world class in the research that we do. But that is really under huge amounts of threat, because with this, you know, with this absolute reduction in funding, our qualities will drop, our students will drop in terms of their readiness to not only go out into the job market, but also to be able to undertake this research that is vital for the economy as well as our own livelihoods.
Diane, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much for your time.